Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Modern agriculture, farming the land, has been a paradoxical contributor to human sustenance and health. The transformation of small farming to large industrial enterprise enabled us to feed our rapidly growing national population and to create food grain as a major export and source of corporate revenue. But as always, there are now revealed the unforeseen health and social consequences of the consumption paradigm as applied to food and farming. The two most serious outcomes have been, first, the emissions generated by fossil fuel-driven fertilizer production and runoff that has poisoned our air and watersheds, and second, the destructive of the small farm model as a source of community and social coherence. Government subsidies added to this impetus, and the full consequence of the process has only recently become too clear and concerning. The pressure to feed ourselves and others is no less demanding, and now we're turning to the ocean to make up the difference, in danger of applying the same financial principles and unsustainable behaviors to harvest from the sea. The problem of unrestricted, unregulated fishing is already well known. The ocean, nonetheless, remains an essential, ongoing source of protein, but only if we change the values, structures, and behaviors applied to farming in the marine environment. There are signs of progress. In Iceland, there are laws requiring the use of 100% of the fish, requiring that no part of fish caught can be tossed overboard as bycatch, that a utility for every part be developed. An amazing wave of invention and enterprise has followed, with new small businesses offering new fish-based cosmetics, bandages for cuts and burns, fishbone probiotics, even ice cream and clothing, made from what before was considered nothing but waste. Lobster fishing is an example of a sustainable fishery limited by numbers of fishers and pots, by season, by size and gender, and now even more so by conflict with other marine interests, the preservation of right whales among them. Offshore fish farms are another innovation, fraught with problems of fish food and fertilizer waste, opposition by the lobster industry and shoreline residents. Norway, however, has somehow addressed all these objections, upgrading the process, waste control, disease, and coastal location to create a profitable industry. Most salmon available in the United States is a product of fish farming there or in other European or Asian waters. Shrimp, tilapia, mussels, oysters, even eel, sea urchins, and abalone are becoming more and more available as the outcome of ocean and coastal aquaculture. The future of these processes may be moving back to the land, coastal, closed fish factories that obviate some of the objections to in-water farms, but even those have found opposition from coastal towns and conflicting interests. The entire ocean fishing industry worldwide is still subject to the growing hazards of global warming and sea temperature rise, increasing acidification, oxygen depletion, extreme weather, inflated fuel and transportation costs, all testing the limits of exhaustion, each a possible source of sudden change and ecosystem collapse. Seaweed is next, and today it's becoming another, perhaps less vulnerable area for marine food development. In Japan and Southeast Asia, and along shore in the U.S., there is growing enterprise and market demand for seaweed as a high-nutrition food source with proven impact on human health. Long life expectancy in Japan is attributed to high consumption of seaweed over time. As seaweeds are rich in bioactive compounds not present in terrestrial food sources, they represent a new approach toward understanding and treating disease. Concurrently, seaweed-based food products are becoming more and more prevalent in health food stores and large supermarkets, in the form of kelp burgers and artificial crab cakes, seaweed pasta, breakfast sausage, nori sheets for soups, and all sorts of probiotics, evidence of a fast-growing movement toward plant-based foods produced by natural regenerative farming, expanding distribution, and greater public acceptance. Seaweed is ubiquitous in the marine environment as a harvestable plant and algae. It can be grown sustainably. It can be new work for our young entrepreneurs, better food for our children, renewed viability for our coastal communities, and a major contributor toward our personal and public health, all demonstration of rescue, R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.